And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and this is the show you've been waiting 23 hours to hear. It's Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Today's theme is transforming. My guests are talking about changing into something else, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. My next guest is becoming a media mogul right here in Ventura County. Already a radio star and host of her own show, Here's the Thing, on KKZZ AM 1400, she's transforming into a television star hosting her own Saturday show titled Lighten Up with Dr. Bunny on KADY-TV. If you're interested in a career in radio or television, you can call us at 639-0008. If you haven't figured it out by now, my next guest is Dr. Bunny Vreeland. Dr. Bunny is a board-certified hypnotherapist practicing right here in Ventura County. She helps people improve their lives by getting them to lose weight, stop smoking, get over phobias like fear of flying, fear of heights, fear of dentists, et cetera, et cetera. And she is, of course, a talker here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, Bunny. How are you?
A talker. I'm a talker.
You are a talker. Absolutely. That's what we call ourselves, talkers on talk radio.
Yeah, I am a talker, and I talk to my patients or my clients, and I talk on the show and I talk on television, so I guess I am a talker.
It definitely makes you as a talker. Bunny, there's so many interesting parts of your life that I'd love to explore, like your high school, and you dropped out of high school, but then you came back to finish it. But today, I really want to focus on the media side of your business. You've got a radio program, And now you're branching into television. You've got a television program. What connection is there for you between using the media and growing your business?
You know, I think it's really important, if not only to grow it, but just stay on top of things, because we are in the media, things are changing so quickly. I was approached to be on KADYTV.com a few months ago, maybe 6 months ago, not now. You know, time goes so quickly.
Time flies.
And I was thinking about it, and I thought, why do I want to do this? It's like taking on one more piece. And I said, will I have time? Can I make that commitment? And it was kind of interesting, because I was out in Ojai for a dinner event. And as I'm driving home, I'm listening to the radio. And fortuitously, they were talking about the future of media and where it's going. And internet television is becoming the wave of the future for a number of reasons. And number one, it's free, which I think is not going to last, but right now it's free. So you can cut your teeth on it and you know, hone your skills and not have to spend a whole lot of money to do so. I think people are really tired of paying for cable and not getting what they want, paying for satellites, you know, that they put outside their house. And all of these things cost money, take time. People are frustrated because they buy these packages. But with internet TV, it's still free, and you can get it up quick and easy. Bob Allen over at KADY TV has, provided an opportunity for myself and a number of other people to go on. I'm on Saturday mornings, and it has grown so quickly that he had to take a break. It's like, okay, we're on a hiatus for a couple of weeks while we get this thing figured out and up and running again. I mean, it's just taking over.
Isn't that the way of the internet, though, Bunny? I mean, Things take off quickly. Now, Let me ask you this. We're talking to Dr. Bunny Vreeland, everybody. You've got guests that come on your radio show right now. They talk about their business or their specialty, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. What do your guests report back to you as the value of appearing on your radio program?
Well, you know, it just depends on what they come on for. Some of them just have a story. I've got a gentleman next Tuesday who is 92 years old, and he wants to tell a story. But many of them who come on, and, you know, I don't do infomercials. I want stories. But you tell your story, and, of course, people want to know how they can reach you. And many of them, report, oh, my gosh, I got, a number of calls that day, or people are still calling me about it. So, you know, I'm very lucky in that I have the time from 3 to 4 right after Dr. Laura. So I get to take advantage of Dr. Laura's incredible influence that she has.
Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you, we're talking to Dr. Bunny Vreeland. Bunny, what do you hope to gain from being on TV that you couldn't achieve on the radio?
Good question, Bill. What I want to gain on TV is to show what I do. On the radio, I can talk about it a little bit, although I seldom do. You know, how do you talk about hypnotherapy?
Mm-hmm.
How do you talk about, success rates with people who are, as an example, smokers? You know, my smoking success, smoking cessation success is huge, but yet I can't show it. So on the television program, I can actually have people come on that want to quit smoking or have quit smoking with me. I bring a lot of my own clients on,
mm-hmm.
and they talk about their experience. And in probably in September, I'm going to start actually showing some hypnotherapy and how I do it.
So you'll actually film a therapy session with one of your patients?
Parts of it,
okay.
It's really boring to watch the whole thing. You don't want to watch me, hypnotize somebody for a half an hour. And hypnosis is different from hypnotherapy. So, and that's the other point I want to make. I am not a stage show entertainer. I am a therapist, and I help people with issues like fears and phobias and stress and weight management and, all of the things that people struggle with. I love to go to a great hypnosis show like, Las Vegas or Los Angeles. They're hugely entertaining and fun, but that's not what I do.
Gotcha. All right. We're talking to Dr. Bunny Vreeland, everybody, a board-certified hypnotherapist right here in Ventura County. She's becoming a media mogul, migrating from radio to TV herself. Now, Bunny, on Internet TV, there's some different rules than we have on broadcast television, different rules than we have on broadcast radio as well. One of them is the length of the show. Tell us about what's different on Internet TV.
Well, this is my first excursion into that world. So where I'm on for an hour on KKZZ 1400 AM, and we have commercial breaks, and of course we have our wonderful Tom Spence there to assist us. He does the board and he does the music and all of that. On the television, on the TV, we do it live, and it's shot with, we have three cameras now. So we've got, we've got the cameraman and we've got the director, and there's more people there running the show because you've got more parts to it. And then they archive it, so you can actually go in any time and watch it. So it doesn't have to be right at the moment that it's broadcast. In fact, we get more hits after the broadcast than we do during the broadcast. We're getting ready to have the availability of Skyping in so that you can call us. And, it's a whole different world. It's apples and oranges, to be real honest with you.
Apples and oranges. Well, peel back the curtain just a little bit more for us. You mentioned there's a director, there are cameramen. Now it's three cameras are shooting you at any given time,
mm-hmm.
while you're filming this show. What's it like sitting in the chair for you as the talent and really conducting your own show? Give us a peek at that.
Oh, boy, what's it like? I guess because it's been a couple of years on KKZZ 1400, the only thing that I have to worry about is my hair.
Your hair.
I know that's such a vain thing to say. But, you can go into the radio and it doesn't matter if you've got your makeup on because nobody's going to see you.
Right.
But on TV, you do. You have to be concerned with that.
Absolutely. We're talking to Dr. Bunny Vreeland, everybody. Bunny, I've been told I've got a face for radio, so I hear exactly what you're saying.
You've got a face for radio.
That's right. So let me ask you this. If you were face-to-face with another business owner,
mm-hmm.
what would you advise them about getting onto the radio or onto Internet TV?
I would say start slow, perhaps go on as a guest. Perhaps you might want to be a co-host. You did that with Coach for a while.
That's right.
To find out if that was a fit for you. And,
mm-hmm.
I listened to you and Coach, and you and Coach have completely different styles. And I thought, this is really interesting. You played off of each other for a while, and then you went on to your own show, you know, Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
That's right.
So I think one of the things that you want to know is, what am I good at? What is my message? What do I want to get out to the world? And once you've got that, then look for somebody that already has a show. You know, call them up, make a friend, and see if you can have a win-win here.
Well, Bunny, if people are listening to the sound of their voice, perhaps at their office or maybe even at home, mm-hmm. they want to see what Internet TV looks like. Where would you direct them to go?
Well, I would say right now in our community, KADY-TV is the, you know, is the only game in town. I mean, that's, and it's going to explode. I mean, this is going to be something that is going to be huge.
Yeah, and what is that URL?
It's KADYTV.com.
Oh, easy enough. Just the call letters of the station, KADYTV.com. Very good.
And they can go in there and they can peruse around. There's a number of things that they're doing, but it's in its infancy, and I just think it's very exciting. It's always wonderful to be involved with something as it's taking off and watch it grow and see which way it goes. I think this is going to be the wave of the future, as I said.
Absolutely, Bunny. Now, one last thing. If they want to find your shows archived on KADY, how do they navigate to find your shows?
Oh, they're right there on the homepage.
They are, their homepage.
It says the Dr. Bunny Show.
Click on your picture and away you go.
And there you are.
All right. Bunny, thank you so much for being our guest. I truly appreciate you coming on the show on a Friday here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.